2022 Nonpartisan Voter Guide. Justice is on the ballot. Guns, abortion, schools, jobs, equal rights. Choose who shapes your future. Your one vote can decide who wins. How one person voted determined who won close elections in over 30 North Carolina cities in 2021. Your vote does matter. Election Day, November 8th. Vote early, October 20th through November 5th. Candidates for the U.S. Senate. Vote for one. U.S. senators set priorities for the federal budget, adopt laws on hot topics, and vote on appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court and other offices. Your choice could decide which party has a majority in the Senate. Sherry Beasley, Democrat. Background: I've served our state for nearly 30 years as a public defender, judge, and Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court, where I've worked to uphold the Constitution, protect our rights, and keep communities safe, no matter the politics. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. North Carolina's next senator must fight to lower costs for our communities, provide access to good-paying jobs, and grow our economy, from capping the cost of insulin to $35 a month, growing manufacturing and industry jobs across our state, to ensuring access to affordable child care. Describe how you would address one specific issue. Price increase slash inflation. There's no doubt we need to lower costs. I would hold corporations like Big Oil accountable for flagrantly price gouging and putting their shareholders above the interests of working North Carolinians. We also must continue to grow a Made in America economy so events abroad don't raise prices here. The website, sherrybeasley.com. That's C-H-E-R-I. B-E-A-S-L-E-Y. Shannon W. Bray, Libertarian. Background: I am an anti-war combat veteran and an expert in the technology sector. I've worked for various departments of the federal government, including deployments to Afghanistan. I have a master's in cybersecurity and am a huge advocate for blockchain. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Veterans Affairs, Cybersecurity, Personal Liberty. Describe how you would address one specific issue. Gun regulation. I am opposed to any gun laws. Under the U.S. Constitution, the people have the right to bear arms themselves against anything that may attack their home. There are no conditions to the Constitution. Website, shannonbray.us. That's shannonbray.us. Ted Budd, Republican. Ted Budd did not respond to our survey. The following is taken from his website and his voting record in Congress. Background: Ted grew up on a farm in Davie County and lives there today with his family. He owns a gun store with an indoor shooting range. He is a lifetime NRA member. He was first elected to Congress in 2016. Donald Trump has endorsed him in this election. Priorities and positions on issues. Against restoring the Voting Rights Act. Oppose red flag laws. Ban on AR-15 style rifles and other legislation restricting firearm ownership. Against protecting a woman's right to abortion. Prohibit mailing of pregnancy termination medication to homes. Defund Planned Parenthood. Repeal Obamacare health insurance. Allow Americans to sue big tech companies that censor political speech and conservative voices. Sponsored legislation to teach the greatness and exceptionalism of the United States in schools. Finish the wall at U.S.-Mexico border. Support pipeline subsidies and drilling on federal land. Oppose bill to aid renewable energy in rural areas. Website is tedbudd.com. That's TEDBUDD.com. Matthew Ho, Green. Background, disabled Marine Corps combat veteran. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My priority is North Carolina's working families. This means health care through Medicare for all, education available without cost at all levels, affordable housing, debt cancellation, and paying workers fair and just wages that are adjusted annually for inflation. We must end the war on drugs. Describe how you would address one specific issue. Price increases / inflation. Adjust the minimum wage to reflect inflation and update it every year. Provide health care and education to all. And forgive medical and student debt to cut household costs. Begin a Green New Deal to end fossil fuel dependence. Provide clean, renewable energy and create millions of high-paying jobs. Website, Matthew Ho for Senate. That's MATTHEHOHFORSENATE.org. Send your values to D.C. and Raleigh. In addition to a U.S. senator, you can choose legislators to represent your concerns in Congress and the North Carolina General Assembly. Vote for one candidate for U.S. House of Representatives, one for N.C. Senate, and one for N.C. House, based on your districts. District lines are new this year. Find yours at ncvoter.org/DISTR. Candidates for U.S. House of Representatives. You can vote for one. Vote for one candidate for the district where you live. See the map or go to ncvoter.org/DISTR to find your district. Candidates are listed below in alphabetical order. Check their websites to learn about them. District 1, Democrat Don Davis. Vote dondavis.com. That's DONDAVIS.com. Republican, Sandy Smith. SandySmithNC.com. SandySmithNC.com. District 2, Democrat Deborah K. Ross. DeborahRoss.com. DeborahRoss.com. Republican, Christine E. Villaverde. Vote Villaverde.com. That's VOTEVILLAVERDE.com. District 3, Democrat Barbara D. Gaskins. BarbaraForCongress.com. BarbaraConGress.com. Republican, Greg Murphy. MURPHY4Congress.com. Murphy for Congress. District 4, Democrat Valerie P. Fushi. ValerieFushi.com. That's VALERIEFOUSHEE.com. Republican, Courtney Giles. CourtneyGilesForCongress.com. CourtneyGilesForCongress.com. District 5, Republican Virginia Fox, virginiafox.com, VIRGINIAFOXX.com. Democrat, Kyle Parrish, KyleParrishForCongress.com, KYLEPARRISH. ForCongress.com. District 6, Republican Christian Castelli, CastelliForNC.com, CastelliForNC.com. Democrat, Kathy Manning. KathyManningFORNC.com. KathyManningFORNC.com. Libertarian, Thomas Watercott. TommyTheTrucker.com. TommyTheTrucker.com. District 7, Democrat Charles Graham. VoteCharlesGraham.com. VoteCharlesGraham.com. Republican David Rouser. DavidRouser.com. DavidRouser.com. District 8, Republican Dan Bishop. VoteDanBishop.com. VoteDanBishop.com. Democrat Scott Huffman. ScottHuffman.com. ScottHuffman.com. District 9, Democrat Ben Clark. BenClarkNC.com. BenClarkNC.com. Republican Richard Hudson. RichardHudson.org. RichardHudson.org. District 10, Democrat Pam Jennett. PamJennett.com. PamGennett.com. Republican Patrick McHenry. McHenryForCongress.com. MCHENRYForCongress.com. District 11, Democrat Jasmine Beach Ferrara. JasmineForCongress.com. That's JasmineForCongress.com. Libertarian David Adam Coatney. CourtneyForCongress.com. That's CourtneyForCongress.com. Republican Chuck Edwards. ChuckEdwardsForCongress.com. CHUCKEDWARDSForCongress.com. District 12, Democrat Alma Adams. AlmaAdamsForCongress.com. ALMAADAMS forcongress.com. Republican Tyler Lee, votetylerlee.com. VOTETYLERLEE.com. District 13, Republican Bo Hines, Bo4NC.com. BO4NC.com. Democrat Wiley Nickel, WileyNickelForCongress.com. WileyNickel for Congress.com. District 14, Republican Pat Harrigan, HarriganForCongress.com, HARRIGAN for Congress.com. Democrat Jeff Jackson, JeffJacksonNC.com. JeffJacksonNC.com. Candidates for NC General Assembly. The General Assembly in Raleigh has 50 members in the North Carolina Senate and 120 members in the North Carolina House, who represent districts across the state. All members will be elected this year for a two-year term. They debate and adopt laws and a state budget affecting health care, jobs, schools, taxes, racial justice, roads, voting, climate change, abortion, guns, and more. As in Congress, Democratic and Republican legislators often sharply disagree on issues. Learn about the candidates seeking to represent your NC House and Senate districts at ncvoterguide.org and vote the number 4, the number 1, the number 1.org. So that's vote411.org. You can also get an idea of the difference between Democratic and Republican candidates on many issues by reading the positions of the party leaders. Here's what party leaders in the NC Senate say. Examples of different positions of Democratic versus Republican legislators in the General Assembly. We have Democratic Senate Leader Dan Blue. That's D-A-N-B-L-U-E for Senate.org versus Republican Senate Leader Phil Berger. P-H-I-L Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R.org, philberger.org. Dan Blue, stop giving corporate titans and millionaires tax cuts and invest that money in our public school teachers and students. Restore the earned income tax credit for working families. Stop the sale of assault weapons. Enforce strict background checks and enable strong red flag laws to keep vulnerable parties safe. Opposes U.S. Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade. Phil Berger, cut taxes on businesses and cut government regulation halting progress in the private economy. Increase the number of charter schools and funding for students to attend them. Do not restore the earned income tax credit for working families. Opposes an assault rifle ban and strong red flag laws. Supports U.S. Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade. Important local offices on your ballot. Local officials often have the most direct impact on your life, so it's important to understand their power and duties. Their decisions and their biases influence tax fairness, development near your home, public safety and courtroom justice, job opportunities, school discipline and graduation rates, and county health services. Don't be too idealistic about what an elected official can achieve, because that may lead you to become cynical about politics. Democracy is messy. with many voices and demands in the mix. Persistence and organizing with others will pay off. Sheriff. The sheriff directs the manner of law enforcement in the county by hiring, training, and deploying officers, setting priorities for arrests and community outreach, using non-lethal alternatives, and managing the county jail. District Attorney. The DA can influence public safety and equal justice by the choice of cases to prosecute, bail bond policies, misuse of plea deals, and emphasis on dispute mediation and alternatives to incarceration. County Commissioners. The Board of County Commissioners sets the annual budget for schools, elections, the Sheriff's Department, and other agencies, and it oversees zoning, affordable housing, transit options, conservation programs, the health department, and other vital services. County commissioner elections are partisan, with party labels by the candidates' names on the ballot. Board of Education. Many counties will elect school board members this year. Some use a partisan election, some are nonpartisan. The board hires the school superintendent and oversees finances, pupil placement, school policies, and curriculum choices. School board contests may be heated where some candidates oppose teaching the history and impact of slavery and racism on society. Superior and District Court Judges. These locally elected judges decide cases ranging from adoption and divorce to property disputes and first-degree murder. Their decisions may be appealed to higher courts in the state. Preview your own ballot at ncvoter.org/lookup or ncvoterguide.org. You pick the judges. Judges are powerful. They decide cases affecting everything from your light bill and voting rights to school funding, air pollution, and workplace discrimination. But you decide who becomes a judge in North Carolina. This year, you can elect 2 of the 7 judges on the NC Supreme Court and 4 of the 15 judges on the NC Court of Appeals. Candidates for NC Supreme Court. Seat 3. Vote for 1. Richard Dietz, Republican. Background. I was the first in my family to attend college. I graduated first in my class from Wake Forest Law School and have an MA from Duke. I'm a board-certified specialist in appeals. I have been a Court of Appeals judge since 2014. Personal statement. My campaign theme is leadership for our courts. I have the character and temperament to reject politics and be a consensus builder. I am always working to improve our justice system. I will bring this leadership to the open seat on your Supreme Court. Website, judgedietz.com. That's judgedietz.com. Lucy Inman, Democrat. Background, North Carolina Court of Appeals Judge, 2015 to the present. NC Superior Court Judge, 2010 to 2014. Attorney, 1992 to 2010. Law clerk to NC Chief Justice James Exum, 1990 to 1992. Personal statement. I am running to protect the integrity of our justice system, preserve the rule of law, and defend our state and federal constitutions. Serving in our trial and appellate courts for the past dozen years has prepared me to fairly decide the most hard-fought and difficult cases. Website, LucyInmanForJustice.com. LucyInmanforjustice.com. Candidates for the North Carolina Supreme Court, Seat 5, vote for 1. Trey Allen, Republican. Background, during a 22-year legal career, I've been a U.S. Marine, a partner at a Raleigh law firm, and a tenured professor at UNC Chapel Hill. As general counsel for our court system, I give legal guidance to judges and other court officials. Statement. Many people believe that judges follow their political views instead of the law. If elected, I will work to restore trust in our courts by faithfully applying the law to the facts in every case without regard to my political opinions. I will treat everyone with respect. Website, TreyAllenNC.com. TreyAllenNC.com. Sam J. Ervin IV, Democrat. Background, Associate Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court. Formal, NC Utilities Commissioner and Judge on the NC Court of Appeals. Native of Morganton, graduate of Burke County Schools, Davidson College, and Harvard Law School. Statement. I want to continue serving on the Supreme Court to ensure that North Carolina courts decide cases fairly and impartially based on the law, the facts, and nothing else. Treat all people as equal under the law and give everyone a fair chance to be heard. Website, ervinforjustice.org. ervinforjustice.org. NC Court of Appeals. Seat 8. Vote for 1. Julie Tate Flood, Republican. Background. I have diverse legal experience writing hundreds of judicial opinions for appellate jurists, serving as in-house counsel and partner for a business, and teaching law. Statement. To the court, I seek to bring my extensive experience and commitment to fairness. If elected, I will uphold the judicial branch mission to protect and preserve the rights and liberties of all the people as guaranteed by the constitutions and laws of the United States and North Carolina. Website, julieflood.com. That's JULEEFLOOD.com. Carolyn J. Thompson, Democrat. Background, BA, Hampton University, JD, NCCU Law School. 25-plus years of combined legal and judicial experience, having served as a district court judge and superior court judge. Statement, I am the only candidate in this race with judicial experience. I understand the importance of applying the law to the facts of each case. True justice is independent of party affiliation, divisive ideologies, and social differences. I will serve with integrity, fairness, and impartiality. Website, CarolynThompsonForJudge.com. CarolynThompsonForJudge.com. North Carolina Court of Appeals, Seat 9. Vote for 1. Brad A. Salmon, Democrat. Background. Current District Court Judge. Raised on a farm in Harnett County. Graduate of Campbell Law, founder of Law Firm, Criminal, Civil, and Administrative Law, former state legislator. Statement. Should I be elected to the Court of Appeals, I will bring the experiences of being a lawmaker, a lawyer, and a judge to the bench, a rare perspective that will help me be an effective appellate court judge and serve the citizens of North Carolina as well. Website, judgebradsalmon.com. JUDGEBRADSALMON.com. Donna Stroud, Republican. Background. Court of Appeals Judge since 2016. District Court Judge 2004 to 2006. LLM Duke Law 2014. JD Campbell Law School 1988. Adjunct Professor Campbell Law School since 2008. Statement. As judge, I have considered each case fully and fairly and applied the law exactly as written. I began serving as Chief Judge of the Court of Appeals in 2021, and I support the independence, professionalism, and integrity of our judges and courts at all levels. Website, judgestroud.com. JUDGESTROUD.com. NC Court of Appeals, Seat 10. Vote for 1. Gail Murray Adams, Democrat. Background. Elected Superior Court Judge in 2012. Grew up in Warren County, valuing hard work and education. Served as a JAG in the U.S. Navy. Prosecutor and public defender. Statement. My humble background and diverse legal experience bring a broad perspective to the court and equip me to consider various viewpoints before making a fair decision. My decisions will be grounded in the law, fairness, and impartiality. Website, judgegailadams.com. John M. Tyson, Republican. Background. 20 years of judicial service. Master's in Judicial Process, UVA. MBA, Duke University. BA in English and Education from UNC Wilmington. School teacher, probation officer. Statement. My philosophy is to protect and preserve the rights and liberties of all the people as guaranteed by the constitutions and laws of the U.S. and NC by providing a fair, independent, and accessible forum for the resolution of their legal affairs. Website, judgedonjohntyson.com. That's JUDGEJOHNTYSON.com. North Carolina Court of Appeals, Seat 11, vote for 1. Darren Jackson, Democrat. Background, Court of Appeals Judge since 2020. 25 years of private practice. 12 years in General Assembly. Top-rated lawyer in litigation for ethical standards and legal ability. Statement. I am the only candidate for Seat 11 with appellate experience. I have filed appeals, argued appeals, and now as judge, I have written over 100 opinions. I judge individual cases on the facts and the law and nothing more. Website, Judge Darren Jackson. That's JUDGEDARRENJACKSON.com. Michael J. Stradding, Republican. Background, District Court Judge and Reservist for the U.S. Air Force as Assistant Staff Judge Advocate, former prosecutor, former defense attorney, former attorney for law enforcement. Statement, I am a native of North Carolina with a career dedicated to service of country and community. My legal experience will be a unique contribution to the NCCOA, as I have served as a judge, prosecutor, defense attorney, attorney for law enforcement, and a U.S. Air Force JAG. Website, judgestadding.com. That's JUDGESTADING.com. Be heard. Here's how. Three ways to vote. One, during early voting. You may vote early at any of the sites in your county. See the location and hours online at ncvoter.org/early or call the hotline 888-OUR-VOTE or 888-687-8683. Voting early is especially good if you have moved or have not voted in several years because your registration may need to be updated. You can also register as a new voter during early voting by using same-day registration. Show the poll worker one of these with your current address, a utility bill, a bank or payroll statement, or any document from a government agency, or your North Carolina driver's license, or a student ID with a college document showing your address. The document may be a digital image on your cell phone. Number two, on Election Day at your poll. Election Day is Tuesday, November 8th. On Election Day, go to your own precinct's polling place between 6:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. View your polling place and your ballot at ncvoter.org/district, D-I-S-T-R. If you are in line by 7:30 p.m., you will be able to vote. If you go to the wrong poll in your county and don't have time to go to the correct poll, ask to use a provisional ballot. However, some of your district-based contests may not be on that poll's ballot. You'll also receive a phone number to learn if the ballot counted. 3. Mail-in absentee voting. Any registered voter may vote by mail. First, submit a request for the absentee ballot, either by using the online form or by completing and returning a paper form, so it arrives at the County Board of Elections office by November 1st at 5 p.m. The forms are available at ncvoter.org/mail. Vote the ballot sent to you in the presence of two witnesses or a notary. They should not look at who you vote for. Fill out and sign the envelope sent to you with the ballot and return to the elections office by November 8th at 5 p.m. Be sure the witnesses sign and include their addresses. See ncvoter.org/mail for details. Follow the directions carefully. 9 tips for voting. 1. No photo ID is needed to vote in 2022. You will be asked to sign a form affirming your name and address. New voters, please see number 4 below. Number 2. Many contests are based on new districts. For example, NC Senate and U.S. House. Preview your districts and your ballot at ncvoter.org/DISTR. 3. If you are not registered to vote or have moved, register at your current address by October 14th. See ncvoter.org/REG to register online or by mail. If you miss that deadline, use same-day registration to register and vote during early voting, but not on Election Day. See number 1 under three ways to vote. 4. Newly registered voters may need to show an ID if there is a problem verifying their registration. They will need to show one of the non-photo IDs listed in number 1 or any type of photo ID. That was number 1 on how to vote. You may, number 5, you may take a list of your choices inside the polling place to help you remember, but don't show the list to others. The list may be on your cell phone, but don't use the phone as a camera. Photos are prohibited inside the polls. If you make a mistake or spoil your ballot, ask the poll worker for another ballot. Number 6. Any voter may get inside the poll from a near family member, not a cousin. Voters with a disability, including reading difficulty, may get help from anyone except their employer or union agent. Voters with a physical, mental, or medical disability, including COVID symptoms, may vote in a vehicle at the polling place. Curbside voting. Number 7. You don't lose your right to vote if you have a traffic ticket, outstanding warrant, bankruptcy, misdemeanor conviction, or civil fine. No elections officials will ask you about fines, tickets, etc. Number 8. Citizens who have completed a felony sentence can register to vote. Because of a recent court order, people serving a felony sentence may register and vote if they are not incarcerated in prison or jail. Number 9. Report any harassing activity to the Board of Elections and to the hotline below, including suspicious people asking questions at your home. Where to vote early, October 20th through November 5th. Best choice, take advantage of evening, weekday, and weekend hours to vote early. You can also register to vote during early voting. Find the places and hours where you can vote early at ncvoter.org/early. This 2022 voter guide is produced by Democracy NC and Common Cause, which are not affiliated with any political party or candidate. The guide is based on responses from the candidates and vital information about the voting process. Material for some candidates comes from their websites. Candidates listed here alphabetically may be in a different order on your ballot. For questions about voting, call the Nonpartisan Election Hotline at 888-687-8683 or the State Board of Elections at 866-522-4723. Or you can go to ncvoter.org. Find more about the candidates at ncvoter.org and vote 411, the numbers, .org. That's 411.org. Questions? Call the hotline at 888-OUR-VOTE or 888-687-868.